a loud boom rattling the community and homes in Hillsborough, even causing an evacuation. How witnesses described the moment it happened. Then we take you live where a crowd is growing in downtown Raleigh as people honor the thousands of victims killed in the Gaza airstrikes. Plus, UNC's new head wrestling coach apologizing for controversial comments he made about women. Why he says he wishes he could take this statement back.
It is Smithfield Foods Hunger Relief Day at the North Carolina State Fair, and the weather could not be better to give back to our local community. I'll let you know when the weather begins to change over the weekend and when you'll need the umbrella.
Let's start with that change. Right now at 7 o'clock, we are tracking a system bringing showers and storms our way. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. This wet weather could impact your Friday plans, especially if you're planning a trip to the North Carolina State Fair.
And meteorologist Kat Campbell is live with a timeline of when the rain moves in and when it clears out. Kat?
And, you know, luckily, I think a lot of people have been listening to our forecast. They're coming out during the weekdays when we've got dry weather. Tomorrow, if you're going to be out here, you're going to need your umbrella. So let's get right into a closer look at this system on satellite radar. I want to show you it's to our west right now, but I should point out there is a little bit of rain and cloud cover in the eastern part of the state from a coastal low. That's brought a few sprinkles to parts of Halifax, Northampton counties today and areas east of I-95 toward the coast. But the cold front from the west, that's what moves in tomorrow and brings a much better chance for rain. We are up to a 70% chance of rain and perhaps an isolated storm tomorrow. And that chance really starts to peak after lunchtime. So during the afternoon and through dinner time tomorrow night, that will be when we have the highest chance for rain. As I mentioned, we could see an isolated thunderstorm as well. As of right now, we are not included in the severe weather threat. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let you know if that changes tomorrow morning because we are close to that level one risk. Now, I want to come back out here live at the North Carolina State Fair and let you know the good news is the education building, Dorton Arena, there's so much fun stuff to do inside as well. So if you are dodging the raindrops in Dorton Arena, come right out here. The WRAL booth is right outside the arena. Back to you, Ashley and Dan.
All right, we'll check back in with Kat here in just a bit live at the State Fairgrounds. Thanks, Kat.
All afternoon, WRAL viewers have been reaching out asking what caused the loud booming noise they heard. These are just a few of the areas where viewers reported hearing it and feeling it shake their homes. The Hillsborough Police Department is investigating. The boom happened just before noon. The Orange County Courthouse was evacuated as precaution.
It sounded like a tree fell or it's just a crash. They live fairly close to the interstate, so thought maybe it was something on the interstate.
Orange County and the town of Hillsborough say they have not identified any cause of the sound. No crashes, property damage, or injuries have been reported, and they haven't been able to confirm an earthquake either.
We're less than 1 hour away from President Joe Biden giving a national speech, a presidential address, if you will, on the latest between Israel and Hamas after his visit to that area. Live look here in Jerusalem as we are now waiting for the president to speak. And we have an idea of what he likely will talk about on your screen right here. These are some of the key points to listen for here this evening. So that speech, the address to the nation, is at 8 o'clock. We'll have that right here for you on WRAL, of course, live as it happens. And we'll make the case for increasing support to Israel and Ukraine. How much? It appears tomorrow he's going to ask lawmakers there in Congress to request $100 billion in military and humanitarian support. There are many organizations that say that money is critical for peace across the globe, really. All of this as the United Nations here in the Live Center is calling for a ceasefire near the Egypt border in order to get aid into Gaza. A lot of developing news here as the president is set to speak in about 55 minutes. Back to you.
The world will be watching, Mark. Thank you. Right now, the community here gathering for a vigil mourning the lives lost in Israel and Gaza. It's taking place at Bicentennial Plaza right in downtown Raleigh. And that's where we find WRL's Carly Haynes tonight, who is there. She shares with people who are there are saying their message, what they're calling on lawmakers to do, Carly.
That's right, Dan. About 50 people came here today. They're holding a vigil to honor the lives of people killed in and around Gaza. But this is also a direct plea to state and federal lawmakers to call for a ceasefire, but also encourage de-escalation in the region. The people who are gathered here today said they condemn Hamas violence on women and children in Israel, but they also condemn what they call Israel's poor treatment of Palestinians over the last 75 years. Governor Roy Cooper's team recently issued a statement showing support for Israel. The people who came here today want that same support to come to Palestinians. They want policymakers and President Joe Biden to stop supplying military aid to Israel, saying it only escalates the violence.
These cycles of violence will not end with more bullets, bombs, warplanes, but they'll only end with negotiations.
The people here today said that the Arab community has faced an increase in hate crimes. We spoke to a Jewish rabbi recently who said the Jewish community is facing much of the same. We're going to be hearing from him tonight at 10 and 11. Back to you.
All right. We'll see you again then. Carly Haynes live in Raleigh. Thanks, Carly.
For the first time, we have an idea of what happened inside Northern High School the day a student was stabbed. Warrants reveal the student told investigators he brought a knife to campus after another student bullied them. The stabbing happened last month, sending the school on lockdown. Documents indicate the student said other kids had jumped him repeatedly in the previous weeks, saying they were threatening to harm him again. Tonight, UNC's new wrestling head coach, Rob Cole, is responding to criticism over comments that some are calling sexist. He made the comments on a wrestling podcast right after he was hired to come to Chapel Hill.
Just tell me about Chapel Hill and give me the Chapel Hill pitch. What's so great about Chapel Hill?
First of all, it's 60% women, for God's sakes, and 95% are attractive now, you know, and it's just a really neat little campus for young 18 to 22-year-old men, you know. I mean, good Lord, would you not want to go there?
WRAL's Matt Tallhelm talked with the coach and explains how he is responding to this backlash.
Rob Cole actually called me and told me he is embarrassed and feels bad about what he says. He says he was actually joking about the immaturity of himself as a young college recruit choosing to come here to UNC because he liked the school's colors.
A week after UNC hired Rob Cole to return to his alma mater as wrestling head coach, this is what he told the Bader Show podcast about a recent visit to Chapel Hill.
And it was funny. We went and they had this sorority. They had the sorority weekend when I was there last weekend. And I look at me, it's like 95% girls. I'm like, why do we not have a recruiting weekend this weekend?
Their Carolina wrestling program has a lot more to offer than just the girls on campus.
Jasmine Gong earned the first girls' state wrestling title back home in Maryland before coming to Duke, where she started the women's wrestling club there.
I was really taken aback because Rob Cole is someone that, as I've wrestled, have grown to really admire and really respect.
The chair of Women's and Gender Studies at UNC responded to the coach's remarks, telling us comments such as that made on the podcast unfortunately support misogyny and heterosexism. They reduce female students to their physical beauty and imply that women's value is measured by their attractiveness to men.
Time and time again, we've frequently had experiences where we're fighting for respect in the wrestling room, where we're fighting objectification in the wrestling room.
Gong hopes this leads to a discussion about the culture of college athletics.
It's a reflection perhaps about the culture that could potentially be formed in that athletic environment, where if he's normalizing these kinds of comments about girls on campus.
We also heard from a Title IX expert. In a statement to WRAL, Aaron Bezuvis says Coach Cole's comments diminish women by reducing them to sexual objects. They also presume that the standpoint from whom UNC's greatness matters is that of a heterosexual male. Cole tells me he hopes his 35 years of actions supporting women in wrestling will speak louder than his words on that podcast. Matt Tallhelm, WRAL News, Chapel Hill.
This isn't the first time a UNC wrestling coach has made controversial remarks. The university fired Coach C.D. Mock back in 2015 after he made comments about sexual assaults on college campuses.
A gas leak forced evacuations at UNC hospitals today. It happened outside the new surgical tower construction site. The gas line was shut off and the leak was contained. The main hospital lobby was evacuated as a precaution, though. The all clear was given not long after. An environmental advocacy group has filed a lawsuit now against a developer in Durham claiming it is polluting a waterway. Sound Rivers says Mungo Homes Sweetbriar Development has violated the Clean Water Act by polluting Martin Branch Creek with sediment. Sediment can impact aquatic and plant life and water quality. Most of Raleigh's drinking water comes from the Falls Lake Reservoir. The city says the sediment is a minor issue given the size of Falls Lake. Mungo Homes says they have never received a notice of violation and is committed to maintaining high environmental standards.
Toxic chemicals have already been found in North Carolina's drinking water. Now a federal agency is allowing more chemicals to be shipped to our state. We're talking about 4 million pounds of it. Where the so-called forever chemicals are heading. Plus, one of seven horses removed from a farm after a disturbing account of abuse is on the road to recovery. Hear about Faith's recovery and her future. A new federal ruling will allow Chemours to import over 4 million pounds of waste containing forever chemicals from Europe to its facility in Fayetteville. The company has been entangled in legal battles and faced increased regulation over the toxic compounds like Gen X after they were discovered in drinking water. WRAL climate reporter Liz McLaughlin explains the decision.
Wilmington resident Emily Donovan became an advocate after finding out Chemours had dumped forever chemicals into her drinking water supply, the Cape Fear River.
It's heartbreaking that we would be treated this way.
Now she says she's horrified to find out more chemicals will soon be shipped to North Carolina's soil. A September letter from the EPA shows its approval of a July notification from Chemours about its intent to ship up to 4,400,000 pounds of waste containing Gen X from its Netherlands facility to the Fayetteville Works plant. Gen X has been linked to adverse health effects, including cancer.
Well, I think it's disappointing the EPA approved this. You know, what we've seen is that this company has over its history at the Fayetteville Works facility that they have not handled either their products or their waste appropriately.
Jeff Gisler, an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, negotiated agreements with Chemours to cut pollution and provide clean drinking water for tens of thousands with tainted wells.
And it's something that the state in particular should be, I think, very concerned about.
A Chemours spokesperson says the company plans to recycle the chemicals. The Department of Environmental Quality said that EPA is not required to provide notification of the import approval to the state, but that it will continue to hold Chemours accountable to their permits.
And to allow this to happen with such disregard to our lives, I think is really immoral.
The decision comes after a Dutch court found Chemours liable for environmental damage from forever chemical pollution at its facility in Dordrecht, Netherlands. The company's executives are currently under criminal investigation in the Netherlands for deliberate release of PFAS from its plant there since 1967.
Liz, thank you. At least 60 students contracted hand, foot, and mouth disease on Duke's campus within just the past month. That's according to the student newspaper there, the Duke Chronicle. The disease is mostly concentrated on the East Campus, which is primarily for freshmen. Students say they are not surprised that the disease is spreading so quickly.
But at the same time, like, I guess, just adjusted living situations, like you're not used to bumping into people all the time and like living in a dorm setting where nothing is your own.
It is a highly contagious disease, most common in children under five, but anyone can get it. It typically is spread in schools and daycare centers, that sort of thing. Symptoms are usually mild, they go away on their own, but can include fever, mouth sores, and skin rashes.
The images are heartbreaking, but take a look. This is Faith. You can see she's having trouble walking. Faith is now living up to her name, though. WRAL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays reports on her progress and the team behind it.
Well, Faith is just about 6 months old, and she's recovering pretty good to her injuries. Unfortunately, there's sad news about her mother.
Well, she's got a cast sore right here that we're treating.
This is Faith today as she continues to recover from what authorities say is animal abuse. This video captured last month by a neighbor shows Faith being whipped, doused with water, and dragged by a four-wheeler at the Wits End Quarter Horses in Cumberland County. Kylie Parker and Austin Simpson were arrested and charged with animal abuse.
When you saw the video of how she was treated, what went through your head?
I just felt sick to my stomach.
Dr. Hannah Henson is part of a team of veterinarians from Foundation Equine Clinic in Moore County, treating Faith for a variety of injuries.
So she has a triceps tear of her right forelimb, and basically where the triceps inserts on the bone tore. And when we looked this up in the literature, extremely rare.
The vets are hopeful she'll continue what so far has been a remarkable recovery. But there's a sad part to this story. Tuesday night, Faith's mother, seen here in her stall, became ill and had to be euthanized.
What we are suspecting was a large colon torsion, and those are extremely painful and surgical. And I honestly don't think she would have made it to surgery, even if we had been able to do it.
So the focus now is on helping Faith heal.
We would love her to be a horse that could be just extremely well loved by someone who wants to give her a good life.
Well, as you can see, Faith is doing extremely well, and boy, she loves these treats. She'll be here at this farm for about another month or so before she heads to a foster farm, and the folks here really appreciate all the support. In Moore County, Gilbert Bays, WREL News.
Just heartbreaking to see what happened to her, but so glad that she is in a safe home now, getting better. Cumberland County Animal Services has already spent more than $20,000 for Faith's treatment, depleting their fund that provides medical help for other animals. We have information about how you can help at the end of this story on WREL.com.
So many people helped fight hunger at the North Carolina State Fair today for Hunger Relief Day. Taking a live look out there tonight. Some really nice fall weather and family fun. It looks pretty busy out there as well for, you know, the middle of the week. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is there live. Kat, a pretty busy night. It's nice to see all those people out there enjoying the fair.
It is. Hunger Relief Day is always a huge event out at the North Carolina State Fair. And I think today really helped because, you know, tomorrow's weather not as nice as today. So it worked in their favor. I may be a champ when it comes to the fair rides. I will do any ride out here at the fair. What I am not so good at is any fair game. I've never won a fair game, I don't think, in my entire life. So I'm going to give it a go. I have low hopes, but the college kids seem to be doing really good out here with this game tonight. I think I may be a little too far removed to rock it, but that was a no. We got two more shots. That one went outside of the bounds. Oops. And no, but I knocked over one of the jars. So there you go. That has to take some skill, right? So, all right, let's do what I'm good at now. Let's stick to the weather. I'll break down what to expect with the changes as we head into the weekend. Now, outside tonight, it's pretty comfortable. It's not as cool out here as it was last night. Temperatures are only going to be falling into the 60s by 11 o'clock. If you look ahead, though, we've got changes for the weekend. We're going to be cooling off, but not terribly chilly. 72, the high tomorrow, 70 on Saturday, 68 Sunday. Keep in mind, it's mostly sunny and mild this weekend for highs, but it will be fairly breezy. So just be prepared for a little bit of a chill due to the wind. Friday, tomorrow, our rain chances up to 70% out ahead of this cold front that's going to be sliding in from the west. The rain first arrives in the mountains tomorrow morning. It'll get here tomorrow afternoon and evening. Let's take a look at the model data for tomorrow. We have partly cloudy skies to start the day. And then once we get past lunchtime, I think that's when we have the chance for some showers and storms moving in. Some isolated storms are possible. As of right now, we're just outside of the bounds of the severe weather threat. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let you know if that changes in the morning. But even as the kids head home, it could be wet. So send the kids to school with their rain gear just in case. And I would go ahead and make sure your dinner plans are indoors for tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, still some showers left over for the eastern part of our viewing area and perhaps an isolated storm. But it clears out of here once we get to 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So that means it may be wet to start for Football Friday kickoffs. We got about a 70% chance of storms at 6 o'clock. That chance is down to 30%, though, by 9 o'clock. And your 7-day forecast shows some even cooler weather is on the way. As we get into next week, we go from the 70s back down to the 60s, even 40 degrees by Tuesday morning. That's the coolest morning, and that's the morning to watch for perhaps a few upper 30s mixed in there for the forecast. And then as we get into next week, we've got another warm-up on the way. So we've got these ups and downs. We've been in the up to end the week. We're going back down. And it's kind of like these guys on this bouncy ride over here. Some of them even doing flips. You can see that guy in the back maybe. That's kind of what our forecast is going to be like, from the 70s back to the 60s, back up to the 70s again. But for this time of year, sometimes we see those changes from the 80s to the 40s. So 60s to 70s bouncing back and forth really isn't too bad in my book.
Well, sounds good. Kat, you know, you weren't as bad as you were pretending, you know, playing those games. I don't think you should quit.
No.
Stick with it.
Yeah, you are so close to getting one of those in.
Thanks, Kat.
Still ahead, more people are passing through RDU. Look at how many travelers made a stop at the airport and how the numbers compare to last year.
A big increase in travelers at RDU Airport last month compared to the same time last year.
Yeah, more than 1.2 million people flew in or out of RDU in September. That's a 30% increase over 2022 and also up from the airport's record-breaking year back in 2019. Travel is down compared to the summer months, which is expected. This month, Air France will join the lineup of international airlines that serve RDU with a nonstop flight to Paris.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. A North Carolina private charter jet company is turning $30 million from the state into a new headquarters.
That's right. Fly Exclusive calls it a new cutting-edge pilot training center and headquarters at the Global Trans Park in Kinston. You're looking at a rendering right now. Looks pretty nice. $30 million is the new state budget for this. The DOT says it will build and lease the five-story facility. It will feature office space and flight training simulators, which would enable Fly Exclusive to train and certify its pilots right there in-house. Mm-hmm. So playoff soccer is back in the Triangle this weekend. The North Carolina Courage hosting Gotham FC at Wake Med Soccer Park.
Oh, we wish them all the best of luck. You can get your tickets now. It's the club's first home playoff match since 2019. After winning the Challenge Cup last month, the Courage had their first regular season sellout in their home finale on October 9th. So they're hoping for more of the same on Sunday in their quest for the league's ultimate prize. Kickoff at 7 o'clock after the Fan Fest at 5:30. Wow. Oh, good luck. They're so great. The Durham Performing Arts Center celebrating quite the milestone today.
Congratulations, you're our 6 millionth guest.
Yes. She was excited and just like, what's going on?
I know, right?
I'm very surprised. Alma Barnett was celebrated as Deepak's 6 millionth guest last night when she walked through the door to attend MJ the Musical.
When you are 6 million, you are an extra special guest. So for this attendance milestone, Barnett received tickets to all 10 Broadway shows coming to beat Deepak next season. That includes The Lion King and Funny Girl. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, Alma, if you need a guest to go with.
Yeah, exactly. How many seats did you get?
I'll join you, yeah.
Thanks so much for being with us tonight on WRL News.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRL. Good night.
Keep watching WRL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.